जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी, यमुना तीर यमुना तीर बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बनचारी, यमुना तीर बनचारी, यमुना तीर बनचारी, हरि कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radhe, Jaya Radha Vrindavan Bihari. Jaya Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi, Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Devi. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jaya Prabhupad. Onitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Onitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Paribhajaka Sari Astuto Sato Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Nirai Gopremanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6th, Chapter 3, 3rd chapter, and Sloka 1 to 5. Sri Rajo Bacha Nishamya deva sva bhato upavartit parnitam. Pratyaha kimtan api dharma raja. Evam hata agyo hitavan murarer. Naidikshikair esha vase janu ayam. श्रीराज उवाच निशामया देवास भवतु उपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तन्नपि धर्मराज एवं हताज्ञो विहतान् मुरारेर् नैदेशिकैरस्य वशे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजोवाच निशामय देव स भवतु वर्तिनम् वर्णितम् वर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तानपि धर्मराज एवं हताज्ञो विहतान् मुरारे नैदेशिकैर्यस्य वशे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजोवाच नैशाम्य देव सभातोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं त्यन् अपि धर्मराज एवं हताज्ञो विहतान् मुरारे नैषेदिशिकस्य भसे जनोऽयम् श्रीराज उवाच नाशं देव सवतोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तानपि धर्मराज एवं हताज्ञो विहतान् मुरारे नैदेशिकैर्यस्य वशे जनोऽयम् श्रीराजोवाच निशम्य देव सभातोपवर्णितम् पत्याह किं तानपि धर्मराज एवं मताज्ञो विहतां मुरारे नैदेशिकर्यस्य वशे जनोऽयम् श्रीराज उवाच निशाम्य देव सभातोपवर्णितम् प्रत्याह किं तानपि धर्मराज एवं मदाज्ञो विहतं मुरारे नैदेशिकर्यस्य वशे जनयम् वर्ड मीनिंग श्रीराजो उवाच द किंग सेड नश्य मया आफ्टर हियरिंग देव लॉर्ड यमराज सभात ऑफ हिज ओन सर्वेंट्स उपवर्णितम द स्टेटमेंट्स प्रत्याह रिप्लाइड किम हुआ तन अंतु देम अपि ऑल्सो धर्मराज यमराज द सुप्रिंटेंडेंट ऑफ डेथ एंड जज ऑफ रिलीजियस एंड irreligious activities evam thus hato agya whose order was foiled vihatan who were defeated murare naid Desika. By the order carriers of Murari Krishna. Yasya, of whom Vase, under the subjugation. Jana Ayam, all the people of the world. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Parikshit said, O my Lord, O Sukadev Goswami, Yam Raja is the controller of all living entities in terms of their religious and irreligious activities. But his order had been foiled when his servants, the Yamdutas, informed him of their defeat by the Vishnudutas, who had stopped them from arresting Ajamila. What did he reply? Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that although the statements of the Yamdutas were fully upheld by the Vedic script principles, the statements of the Yamdutas were triumphant. Correct pronunciation? Triumphant. This was confirmed by Yamraja himself. So we are supposed to read up to Sloka 5, but I will pray before that and then we'll continue. Omajnatimirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri guruve namo shri chaitanya manubhistam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadandikam vandeham shri gurum shri juta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavam cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakamitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganda Radha Ganda Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhecha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Vaditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pachatyade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessing of all of you, Vaishnavas. Only with your blessing I can speak something. I can just repeat what I have heard, what I have read from Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3 and Sloka number 1. So now basically it is just starting the starting point of that chapter. So basically, first of all, we'll see how come we get into this point, to this verse. So in the previous chapter, sixth canto, second chapter, in verse number 21, so it is, translation goes like this. My dear Maharaj Parikshit, O subduer of all enemies, after the servants of Yamaraja had been answered by the order carriers of the Lord Vishnu, they went to Yamaraj and explained to him everything that had happened. So in the previous chapter, we saw that Vishnu tutors stopped Yamduts from arresting Ajamil, who was a very sinful person, but because he took the name of Narayana, although he was unintentionally, he was not like addressing to Lord Narayana, but the power of holy name is so powerful that the Vishnu Dutta came and saved Ajamil. And then in this sloka it was said that Yamadutas could not arrest, so they went and explained everything to Yamaraj. And now what Yamaraja said in reply. So this is the chapter content of the chapter of this third chapter. So it is really, in fact, the Ajamil Upakhyan is like crash jewel of Srimad Bhagavatam, because day one we come to Krishna consciousness or in ISKCON movement, first of all we hear the glories of holy name, and glories of holy name is thoroughly explained in these chapters of Ajamil Upakhyan. So it is really very nourishing, and it is to all the devotees, and it's liked by all devotees, and always look forward to hear more and more about the glories of the holy name and how actually we can apply in our sadhaka's life. So Prabhupada refers in this purport Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, so that's why I attempt to basically directly read Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's purport also. In the third chapter, the servant of Yama relate to Yam how servants of Vishnu disrespected him, and Yam teaches them the astonishing power of bhakti. Though Yam was disrespected by the servant of Vishnu and his own servants, he did not become angry, but rather repented that he had not taught his servants about Vishnu. The third chapter confirms the statement of the servant Vishnu, through the mouth of Yamaraj. It was mentioned in the last chapter that the servants of Yam told their master what had happened. Yamaraja asked and they replied. Parikshit then asked about this. Now, sloka number 2. Translation. O graces, never before has it happened, never has it been heard anywhere that an order from Yamaraj has been baffled. Therefore, I think that people will have these doubts about this that no one but you can eradicate. So, little bit confusing, at least for me, that it never happened that Yamaraja's order was foiled like this. So now in this case it is foiled. So people must doubt it, that how it happened. So people may doubt Yamaraja also. So now the sentence is, so you can, Sukadeva Goswami, you can only eradicate this doubt. Since that is my firm conviction, kindly explain the reason for this event. So I have full conviction that you can only eradicate this doubt. So better you clarify now. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami replied, my dear king, When the order carriers of Yamaraja were baffled and defeated by the order carriers of Vishnu, they approached their master, the controller of Samyamani Puri, the master of sinful person, to tell him of this incident. Samyamani means the planet, the place where actually Yamaraja stays. So he is the Samyamani Puri Pati. Sloka number 4, translation. The Yamduta said, "Our dear Lord, how many controllers or rulers are there in this material world?" Asking, how many causes are responsible for manifesting the various results of activities performed under the three modes of material nature, Satogun, Rajogun, and Tamogun? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Yamdutas, the order carriers of Yamaraja, were so disappointed that they asked their master, almost in great anger. They were completely frustrated. It seems like they have big false ego. That they are the dada, dawn of this material world. So, like there are, it happens in material world. So, the relatives, especially those very young of the big post holder, like SP's son and their relatives. So they actually, they do like that. You know who am I? I am the nephew of so and so. So Yamduts are like that. So they thought that the Yamaraja is the controller ultimately. So when they were stopped by higher authority, so you were completely frustrated. And they were really very angry. almost in great anger, whether there were many masters or other than him. Furthermore, because the Yamdutas had been defeated and their masters could not protect them, they were inclined to say that there was no need to serve such master. If a servant cannot carry out the orders of his masters without being defeated, what is the use of serving such powerless master? So, by the way, my copy has the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also in together. So, it's really very relishing to read way he explains. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the Yamdutas are thinking, though we defeated all others in the world, we have suffered defeat from four persons with four arms. Because Yamduta had two arms. So I was thinking that how come Yamduta could not basically, by force, they also could have used their force. And there, in fact, the description comes like they're very, very dangerous looking, this thing. So how come they could not do that? Because the Vishnu Dutas are always very superior in their physical strength. They are very beautiful. They have four arms. They are very brilliant, bright. So obviously, so Yom Duto, they cannot defeat them. Although they may have physical strength, but in comparison to Vishnu Duto, they are nothing. So that's how actually they could not do anything. And even in logic also, in the argument, they were defeated. Of course, if we see in the from Vedic point of view, Shastric point of view, so Yamdutas were not saying anything unscriptural. They are, whatever they were saying, everything completely logical. But still they could not. Now what they are thinking? After punishing them, this means that for Yamdutas are thinking that we will first punish this Vishnu Duta. We will then bring Azamil to hell. If we cannot do so, we,
are the servants of firefly. Basically, agar we cannot do that, then we are like a master who is a firefly who actually emits light in the night only. Okay. After this, we can no longer serve. Thinking in this way, internally, we choked syllables, they then challenged Yamaraj. Now, on the last sloka for today's translation. If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, their contradictory action will neutralize each other, and no one will be punished or rewarded. Otherwise, if their contradictory acts fail to neutralize each other, everyone will have to be both punished and rewards. If there are multiple judgments for a crime, so then it is expected to happen like that. So Yamdutas are thinking like that. So today we learned that there are higher authority than Yamaraj. So now according to Yamaraj, we should bring them to hell. Now this Vishnu Dutas stopped us. That means there are multiple judgment. So this situation happened to us also, especially when we newly join and work under authorities. So some authority will say, do this, and other authority will say that they contradict each other. So we also feel like Yom Dutas in purport. Because the Yamdutas had been unsuccessful in carrying out the order of Yamaraj, they doubted whether Yamaraj actually had the power to punish the sinful. Although they had gone to arrest Jamil following Yamaraj's order, they found themselves unsuccessful because of the order of some higher authority. Therefore, they were unsure of whether there were many authorities or only one. If there were many authorities who gave different judgment, which could be contradictory, a person might be wrongly punished or wrongly rewarded, or he might be neither punished nor rewarded. According to our experience, Srila Prabhupada is saying that according to our experience, in a material world, a person punished in one court may appeal to another. It happens. It always happens in political cases. So they first approach to session court, district court, then if they defeated, then again they will apply to higher court, like up to Supreme Court also. So, thus, the same man may be either punished or rewarded according to different judgment. However, but in the laws of God's arrangement, it never happens like that. However, in the law of of nature, or the court of Supreme Person, personality of Godhead, there cannot be such contradictory judgment. The judges and their judgments must be perfect and free from contradiction. Actually, the position of Yamaraja was very awkward in this case of Ajamil, because Yamdutas were right in the attempt to arrest Ajamil, but the Vishnudutas had baffled them. Although Yamaraj, under these circumstances, was accused by both Yamdutas and Vishnudutas and Yamdutas, he is perfect in administering justice because he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is a not ordinary judge, he is specially empowered. He is one of a Mahajan, out of 12 Mahajan. Therefore, he will explain what is the real position and how everyone is controlled by Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead. So this is the just beginning, how actually now Yamaraj will give the discourse of Bhagavad Dharma. We have heard different type of dharma, Varnashram dharma, and in different cantos we have named Adhyatma dharma, something like that. Yeah, Adhyatma yoga, like that. So now this Bhagavad dharma. So Bhagavad dharma is the highest dharma, and in the coming chapter, slokas, we will get to hear details in this. So Bhagavad dharma in the, it is in the second verse only. Dharma prayojito kaitava atra parama nirmat saranam satam. So this Bhagavad dharma is dharma is kicking out the kaitava dharma, cheating religion. So this is free from any ulterior motive or some profit or gain like that. It is free from, it is only for the achievement of Krishna Prem. That is Bhagavad Dharma. So we'll hear in future classes. So since the class is related to holy name, so I thought we'll discuss about the holy name and that aspect which is actually very relevant to a sadhaka. So because if we speak about holy name, then one class is like, it is just attempting, not even touching the core subject also. So it is impossible to elaborately discuss. So we'll take one aspect, that is Namaparad. And in the Namaparad also, if we'll discuss in detail, so it will 10 days maybe seminar. So there are seminars on Namaparad. It's very long and very elaborate. So I thought that we'll discuss about this Namaparad, whatever we can cover, only for the sake of my own purification, so that I can remind myself that I how to chant and what to avoid. Okay. So to understand Namaparad, it means offending the holy name. First, we have to understand one aspect of the holy name. That is, holy name is non-different from the personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. That means, when we utter the name Krishna, it is not just name. It is not a sound, just not a sound vibration. It is the personality of Godhead Himself standing in front of us. But we cannot realize that until actually we attain the Shuddha name stage. But this is fact. Some facts we have to accept, although we do not understand it at this current moment, but we have to take it as it is, as stated in the scriptures and acharyas. And acharyas have Ganinam Tattar Darshina. They have realized, they have seen, they are explaining us, but we cannot understand. Just to understand this point, just a month back actually I went to a blind school. So I had a very long pending curiosity to clear there. So I asked the teacher, hesitatingly, then I asked him that, what this you have experienced so much with these boys, children, so how they actually see different forms, how they perceive this world, this visible, this thing, world, how they actually perceive. So he said, it's really a big revelation for me, like that. So he says that we can explain them that I look like this, and this is vehicle, vehicle look like this. So they can just imagine, and they create some form in their mind, in the imagination. And we also don't know what exactly they imagine. But definitely they imagine something. And when I speak in front of them, they see me. Means they have some, they create some form of myself. We don't know that. And even they cannot explain that how actually I look like. I am fair looking or dark looking. My eyes are small or big, like that. So they cannot explain. And even dreams also. And he said that they, many a time they says that they dream of me also. And they said in the morning that yesterday I saw you in my dream. So I don't know what exactly they see in the dream in my... So the understanding some concept in the spiritual transcendental subjects are like that. We are that type of blind people. We have never seen the real world, spiritual world. And the acharyas, gurus, they are there and they have seen. And they try to explain us. And we also actually, we know, yes, we understand. And actually we end up imagining something that this must be like this. But that's to understand actual real world, we have to wait until we actually get into that realm. Definitely. Because we should have that confidence, that faith, that on the process, that if we will follow the process, we will attain that stage. So now, holy name is non-different from Krishna. We may not understand, but he is a person. Now, the 10 holy name, let's 10 offenses. First, to blaspheme a devotee who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Now, when actually we hear that Nam Aparad, it sounds like Nam Aparad means Aparad to the holy name. That means when chanting, there are some do's and don'ts. If we do not follow, that is a Aparad. And when we chant, we should not see our mobile. When we chant, we should not distract our mind. Like that. These are the aparads. It sounds like that. But now, we'll get to know that none of these offenses are related while that chanting. Although, the chanting is the main process. The blaspheme of devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy names of the Lord. So while chanting, we never do that. While chanting, we don't direct our legs towards a pure devotee. Maybe that is an offense, but we don't do that. To consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord Vishnu, that also we never do that. While chanting, we try to focus on the name. We never think that, oh, Brahma and Shiva, maybe they are equal. And Vishnu equal in the level. We never think like that. To disobey the orders of the spiritual master. To blaspheme the Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. To consider the glories of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be an imagination. To give some interpretation to the holy names of the Lord. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karmakanda. 9. To instruct the faithless person about the glories of the holy name. And 10. To not have complete faith in chanting of the holy name and to maintain the material attachment even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. This is an offense to be inattentive while chanting. And now, this is the only offense actually we may perform while chanting. Others, while chanting, that cannot be happened together. I am chanting also, and I am offending some devotees also. I am chanting also, thinking that Krishna and Brahmaji is in same platform. And that is very unlikely to happen. That means, Nam Aparad means offending a person. Person means the holy name, Prabhu, Nam Prabhu. So while, when actually, how actually we offend a person? Not by taking his name. We perform, we offend a person in our activities, in our actually behavior, in our character actually, in fact, in our faith system also. For example, to blaspheme devotees who have dedicated our lives. Devotees are very, very beloved. They are very priya of Lord Krishna. So definitely we offend them, Krishna will get offended. As simple as that. So it is very important that whoever, maybe he is either Kanistha or Madhyam or Uttam Adhikari. So according to their position, we may not be able to offer respect because of our conditioning, but we cannot offend them because they are very dear to Lord Krishna. If we offend them, Krishna get offended. That means holy name get offended. That's how actually we meditate whole day, that I am dealing with devotees and they are very dear. I cannot offend a single person because I will not get the result that holy name, well, I am expecting from holy name, because I am not following what is recommended. Similarly, that is about our dealing with devotees. Now, the demigods and Vishnu's name, putting them in a similar stage level. Why that happens? Because of our lack of sambandha gyan. So it is very necessary. Sambandha gyan means, I'll just read something from the book Harinam Chintamani. The holy name is the fountainhead. Of the four characteristics features, name, form, qualities and activities of the Lord's holy name is the original because it awards cognition of the other three. We will realize Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's lila only by the process of chanting holy name. Therefore, chanting the holy name is the prime religious activity of a Vaishnava. From the holy name, gradually blossom the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes. The entire panorama of Lord Krishna's pastimes is present in the holy name. You have personally declared that your name is the highest absolute truth. There are two spiritual objects in this world, only two. This material nature has nothing more superior to offer than the holy name. The holy name is the most precious treasure in the Lord's storehouse. The jiva and the holy name are the only two supramundane objects in this material universe. Everything else is inner matter. The jiva is the living here in the conditioned state of consciousness due to the Lord's will. The jiva initially was the only spiritual presence here. Like that. So that is the position of holy name. Only two spiritual things here. One is jiva and the holy name. And other things like kal, karma, prakriti, all are inert. So now there's holy name offense. To basically avoid holy name offenses, this nam aparad is like it is a personality development course, character building course, Vaishnavas. Because it is not only by the developing our Vaishnava values. Sometimes the character, word character is very sensitive in this material world. And when we speak of someone's character, normally actually we see his moral point of view. Maybe he has some illicit affairs, some other man or woman like that. That is the point actually we try to emphasize when we say character. But in Vaishnavism, in this regard, character means actually our value system whole, our faith system, that actually whether we believe that holy name is the holy name is non-different from Krishna, and whether we believe that it is not karma kanda, whether we believe that guru mukha padma vakya chitete kariyakya, these are values we have developed. Unless we develop these values, we'll not be able to basically avoid holy offenses. And actually, if we develop these characters, values, then the offenses will be automatically will not offense anything, because our value system will be like that. So that's why. Now, what is the process of this attain that state? It is only by chanting in a offensive state. From offensive state only, slowly, 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 we actually attain that offenseless state. So it is not that we'll have to again take shelter of another some process by which actually we will actually improve our capacity to avoid offenses. No, only remedy is to chant more and chant more attentively. Like that. So that's why final offense, it is to chant holy name inattentively. So it is said that that is inattentive chanting is the cause of the other 10 offenses. Okay. So that's why if we will focus in chanting attentive, then actually we will slowly, slowly, holy name, because he is non different from the Lord, he will from our within our heart, he will actually enlighten our hearts with this sambandhagyan, by which, and he will actually give us that determination and that strong faith by which actually we will develop that value and character, and with that actually we'll be able to chant in a offenseless state. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So we are almost in time. So I thank all of you and beg my forgiveness. I have said something which is, I have no realization still. I am just trying to say something which is very exalted matter. But hope actually you will tolerate me. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So I hope you will have some kind of comment further this thing, explanation on that topic. If you enlighten. Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. पहली बार दे ही रहा हूँ।